Bandwidth for this program is brought to you by CacheFly. Visit CacheFly.com for more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Welcome to Avaya Evolutions, San Francisco. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're here at Avaya Evolutions in Santa Clara, and we're sitting down again with Tack Barry. Tack, we previously talked, I think it was around VMworld last year, about the effort to provide customers Avaya Aura and other applications on a VMware as they completely virtualize that deployment model. How's that whole thing going?
Well, number one, Fletch, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with me again. So far, the response has been very positive. To date, we have more than 1,200 installations of Avaya applications on customer-provided VMware architecture. This includes the Avaya Aura core applications like Communication Manager and Session Manager, as well as multiple call center elite applications like Elite Multichannel and Experience Portal.
That sounds pretty positive. Do all customers see benefits when they do this?
Yeah, they all do. And first of all, the existing Avaya customers see the immediate reduction in their total cost of ownership for their systems, whether they want to just add on some applications like AES or Session Manager or CMS, or want to upgrade to the latest release of Avaya Aura. They're telling us that moving to a virtualized architecture saves them money, time, service costs, all the key savings that will immediately contribute to their bottom line. And even new systems, Greenfield if you will, see this deployment option as a real step forward when contemplating the move to expanding their collaboration. By being able to integrate the Avaya applications within their existing IT data infrastructure, their existing data network, the typical gains an enterprise has already net recognized in virtualizing the data applications are now extended to the integration of real-time collaboration. They get to replace their existing telephony solution with an industry-leading architecture for full collaboration while minimizing the total cost of the solution with reduced hardware, reduced energy, and reduced maintenance costs. So existing customers or even new customers all see virtualization as a real positive move forward when they're ready to get serious about an Avaya collaboration solution.
Yeah, but Tack, what about the solution roadmap? What's going to happen next? Because that's really where the rubber meets the road for people.
Well, you know, roadmap is important, and it's important from our point of view because we want to make sure our customers, our partners see this isn't a one-time thing for us. We see this as an ongoing strategy for future products and solutions. Even Brett Shockley this morning mentioned at Evolutions that Avaya understands our customers recognize virtualization as a key technology for their future. And we need to continue to support this technology so it'll be simpler for customers to integrate into existing systems that make adding new solutions less costly with shorter installation times and overall provide a more efficient architecture for the next generation. And virtualization for Avaya covers the complete stack, as we like to say. Jean Thoreau mentioned this in this talk on Sochi Olympics just this morning about the network, that Avaya sees virtualization in the network fabric as key for the next generation of seamless, highly efficient data connectivity. And of course, Avaya from the product side sees virtualization of collaboration features as key for the future integration of true unified collaboration. And as an update, you probably know that the new development interface, collaboration environment, is available as a VMware compatible OVA file. So it integrates easily with any existing virtualized customer environment. We just released a virtualized version of IP Office and are about to announce virtualized versions of Avaya Aura Messaging and Communication Manager Messaging. So these have all been key asks by existing customers so that when they move to a completely virtualized Avaya Aura architecture, they have all the pieces they need. And then later this year, we'll also introduce a virtualized deployment option for Avaya Aura Conferencing. And then even more virtualized options for Call Center Elite, as well as Avaya Aura Contact Center. I don't think there's a development project within the enterprise collaboration business area that is not considering virtualization now as a key building block for what they do in the future.
You know, I've seen Avaya support the virtualized approach for the future across a lot of different things, and it makes it all seem very real to me, and I'm sure the customers are going to see the value as well.
Absolutely. It is real, and it is important. When we talk to our business partners and our end customers, we want to make sure they understand how important virtualization as a deployment solution for our applications can be. It should be offered to every existing customer as an alternative for moving forward. It needs to be part of their future considerations of how and when to advance their VIA or release level. We want it to be an important part of their decision process to expand their networks. And it's critical for them to include virtualization as a key incentive when they see the need for more mobility or video collaboration. Virtualization, we understand, is the key for the next generation of private networks. It is the reason for the next generation of hybrid and cloud networks. Virtualization offers the most economical solution for incorporating Avaya real-time applications into any customer environment. With Avaya offering the most flexible and open solutions for UC and collaboration, our customers can have the most flexible deployment options combined with the most complete set of collaboration features in the market.
Great point, Stack. I really appreciate you sitting down with us and talking about this. It's really an exciting time to be at Avaya right now with all this new innovation that's coming out. I sat down, we had a great interview with Brett earlier today, and it's just an exciting time to be at Avaya, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Everything is positive, and we see all the things moving in the right direction.
Thanks again for sitting down with us.
My pleasure, Fletch. Thank you.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyright 2014 by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.